In the base of Middash, there were 13 different shulchanos they had there. Ches Shoshais, 8 of them were made from marble. The base of Mitzvachayim, in the place where they made the shechita, where they used to shecht all the karbonis, that's called the place where they made the shechita, that's where they had 8 marble tables. Shaleya Madich Nesa Krovayim. On top of these marble tables, they used to wash off the karbayim, the insides of the animal, of the korban. Ubeis B'marav Hakevish. There were 2 on the west side of the kevish of the plank going up to the mizbeach. Echot shel shayish, one was made out of marble. The echot shel kesef, one was made out of silver. Al shel shayish, the one that was made out of marble, noisten esayvorim. They used to put the pieces of meat before they bring it up to the mizbeach to burn it on top of the mizbeach. That's where they would leave them. They leave the pieces of meat, the evorim, on top of this table. The al shel kesef, what did they use with the silver table? Klisharis. They used to have to take out the klisharis. So they took it out from the lishkas where they hid them. They would leave it on that table. So he said the korban edom klisharis shemoytzien b'chol boiker. Every morning they used to take out shalos v'tishim klisharis. 93 different klisharis they took out of the lishka k'netnan b'tomin. But the Gemara says in tomin is every day they needed this amount of kelim to do the avodah for that day. They would take out 93 different klisharis. So where did they put them all? When they took them out of its place, they put them on this table. On this table made out of kesef. Ubeis, there were another 2 tables, gulam, in the ulam, that's right outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, mibefnim, inside, al pesach habayis, near the opening, the door of the ulam, echot shel shayish, one was made out of marble, that's what our Mishnah holds, v'echot shel zov, one was made out of gold, al shel shayish, noisnin, lechem aponin, v'chnisosay. When they used to bring in the new lechem upon them every Shabbos, before they put it onto the shulchan inside, they used to first put it down on this table. On this table made out of marble. The al shel zohov v'yitziyosei. And then when they brought out the old lechem upon them from last Shabbos, when they took it out of the shulchan apnim, they would put it on the outside shulchan, this golden table. Why? Shemalim b'kodesh v'lemeridim. You have to go upwards and not downwards. So once it came off the inside shulchan, when you took it off that, you have to put it higher onto a golden keli. But it couldn't have been the opposite way. First gold and then marble. So first has to be the marble one, and then after they took it off, they put it onto the golden shulchan. Echot shel zov, and then there was one, that was the real shulchan shel zov, mibifnim, that was inside the kochim. She'olov lechem aponim tomin. On that shulchan is what you have, the lechem aponim, the 12 lechems, every Shabbos from Shabbos to Shabbos, stood on that table on the shulchan. Hazov, which was in the pnim. So the kids in the base of Midrash, there were 13 different tables. Smur says, Tony, al shel kesef, has the Braisa argues in our Mishnah. Kormeda says, Tony, al shel kesef, oisen shel ulam, that we said there was 2 inside the ulam itself, and we said, echot shel kesef, our Mishnah says, v'echot shel zov, al shel kesef, hoyu noisnim v'chnisosoi, tenaniyat b'mokam ashiris. Has the Braisa argues in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says in the Ulam, one was made out of marble, and the other one was made out of gold. That they used to first put the lechem upon him on the marble table. And the Braita says no. In the Ulam, there can only be Ashirish, you can only have gold and silver. You couldn't have marble there. Therefore, he learns the table that they first put lechem upon him on was made out of silver. That's what the Braita says. His Tony al shel kesef was made out of silver. So Mura says, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, bar Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Chanina, Chananya, Matibo, Sarova, B'shem, Rabbi Yochanan. Les kan shel kesef. He wants to say, no, the Braisa was wrong. It has to be like our Mishnah says, that the table in the Ulam, the one that they used to put lechem upon him first on, had to be made out of marble. It can't be made out of kesef. Les kan shel kesef. It can't be made out of silver. Why? Mevnei shu masiach. Because it's a little bit, it could get hot. Silver could get hot. And if you put the lechem upon him on top of it, it'll get it to make it spoil. It'll spoil the lechem upon him. So it's not mistarva to put it on the silver. You'd rather put it on shoshayis made out of marble. That will always keep it cool and keep it fresh. For the Gemara Akasha, Avaloi Kein Toni, didn't we learn anyway that ze echod min hanisim shenasu v'beis hamikdash? Anyway, the lechem upon him was a tremendous nes, a miracle. What was the nes? Shekeshem shoyim menicha noisei chayim. The same way they used to bring it in fresh every single Shabbos. And kach hoyu moitzi and oisei chayim. the next Shabbos, 8 days later, when they came to take off the lechem upon him, it was just as fresh as the way they put it in the Shabbos before. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Losum lochem choim, v'yoim hilok choim. That the bread was hot, the way they took it off, the same way it was put there. So kasha was anywhere there was a nest going on with the lechem upon him, it didn't get spoiled. So Mela, what's your kasha? That it can't be made out of shor kesef, because the table will be out of kesef. The kesef would make the bread stale a little bit, but anywhere there was mice nisim going on. So avada, the kesef would not ruin the lechem upon him. And for the Gemara, of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Yomar, ein maskir in mice nisim. He holds no. Whatever we could do to do it without a nest, we're supposed to do it. So therefore, he holds our Mishnah is right, that table should only be made out of marble, because marble does not make the bread stale. Mashenkin, to use kesef, which could make it stale, even though avada nests happened, didn't become stale, but we're not samech on a nest, we're not maskir mice and nisim. Rather do it shalshayish, and you won't have any problems have to come on to nisim. He says, ye ain't maskir mice nisim kleimar. We have to do what we could do, that in Derech HaTeva the bread will not become spoiled. So the Gemara, Boyun Kumi Rebbe Ila. Rebbe Ila asked the Shaila. What's going to be, Loihoye Shom Lechem? What's going to be if one Shabbos they did not have new Lechem upon them to put onto the Shulchan? They didn't have any new Lechem. Is Mahal Lohanichoy L'Shabbos Abo? So some of us from learning the Shaila is, can you leave the lechem aparim that was there from last Shabbos, leave it on the shulchan for another week? Now you put it one Shabbos and you take it off the next Shabbos. It comes the next Shabbos, they didn't have any new lechem aparim to put onto the shulchan. The Shaila is, can you leave this lechem on it for another week? That was the Shaila. Omaloin, so he answered back, see if the Pasuk says, V'nosato al ha-shulchan lechem ponai, lechem ponim lefonai tomit. That this bread should always be bread, tamid, always on the shulchan. Lechem ponim, afilu posel. With Dashin, even though it should be posel, and the grain is not gerus this year, the grain is gerus, v'afilu hu kama yomim, not that it's posel, but with Dashin, lechem ponim means afilu hu kama yomim. Even though the bread is a little bit old already, that it was last week's bread, and it came this week, this Shabbat, they did not have any new bread to put on, still the loch is, you're allowed to leave this bread there, and it's kosher. To mekayim this mitzvah lech lefonai tamid, that there should always be bread on the shulchan, and the Rambam paskens also like this, that lemaisa the lechem is kosher. You can leave it on from one week to another week, and it'll be kosher. The bread will be kosher. There won't even be a psul leader on it. Mamish, the bread is kosher. Right. Smara asara shulchanos osa shloimei. Shloimei Melech made 10 shulchanos. Instead of having just one shulchan in the Panim, where we put lechem upon him, he had 10 shulchanos there. The Yassir, the Pasuk says, Vayas shulchanos asorah, Vayonach behechel, and he put all 10 in the hechel. Chamisha miyamin, 5 on the right side of the real shulchan, Vehei mismol, and 5 on the left side of the shulchan. So where it says, Ein tema, don't say that chamisha bedorim means in the hechel itself. 5 was on dorim, on the south side. And 5 was on the north side. Don't say that way, because the loch is the shulchan can only be kosher if it's on the north side of the Beis Hamikdash. It can't be on the south side, it has to only be on the tzofen side. Shenema, the Pasuk says, you have to put the shulchan on the side, the north side of the hechel. So merely, even though it says there was 5 on one side, 5 on the other side, don't say it means to say the Ramesh put it on the dorm on the south side. No, it was all on the north side. What does the Pasuk say that Shlomo Melech put 5 shulchanos on the right side and 5 on the left side? Elot means like this. In the middle, on the north side, that's where they had the shulchan shomoshe. So on the right side of that shulchan, he put 5 more shulchanos. And he put another 5 on the left side. Still, all of them was taken on the north side of the hechel, that they were all kosher that could have been used. Even so, the only shulchan that they really used, even b'mei Shlomo Melech, was only the shulchan that was there for Moshe Rabbeinu's times. That was the one that they used to put lechem upon him on it. Shenema, the Pasuk says, es ha-shulchan asher olav lechem aponim. It's the shulchan that had on it from before, the lechem aponim, that's the one that was used now. So even b'mei shlam, even though there was another tent there, this man the Yom holds, they only used the one shamosha. They didn't use any other ones. Rabbi Yossi, they Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, no, al-kulam hoya mesader. Shlomo HaMelech used to use all 10 of them. He used to change around. At different times, we used each one of them. Shenema the Pasuk says, Es ha-shulchanois v'yaleim lechem aponim. The shulchans that were there, and on top of them, there was lechem aponim. In other words, he changed around. One week this shulchan, the next week the other shulchan, but all 10 of them had use. He used to use all 10 of them. So it's a machlokes if he used them or not. Tony, Mizrach u'marev hoy nesunim. Hey, these extra 10 shulchanes that he put there were put there Mizrach u'marev. That's where the way the shulchans were put. They were put east and west. Divrei Rebbe, that's where Rebbe learns. Rebbe Loza, Bei Rebbe Shimon Oimer, Tzofen v'dorim hoyu nesunim. No, they were put north and south. That's the way these extra shulchanes were put. He learns in the Korban Edah, Mizrach u'marev hoyu nesunim. How Shulchanes Roshre, the heads of it, Echo the Mizrach, one was on the east side, the Echo the Marav. Dainu Orkar Liorach Abayin. The length of it was according to the length of the Beis Hamikdash. Yeah. And the other one says, no, it was Sofim Vidorim Hoyu. Now, Man the Yom Mizrach Umarav Nicham, Kulan Ruin Lashiris. According to one that says it was put Mizrach Umarav, but all of them was on the Sofim on the north side of the Hechel. Therefore, it's good, while they all could be used. They're all in the right lokum to be used. Of a man, the Yom Tzofen and Dorim, the one that says, no, these 10 were put between Tzofen and Dorim, Nimsa Shulchan B'Dorim. Lechura comes out that at least few of the 5 Shulchanis were on Dorim's side, was on the south side. So Lechura can't use those Shulchanis. So Nechlami, according to this man, the Yom, it's a little bakasha, how could they use it? Like it says, Vachy Prushay, Shulchan Archa Bezamis, Yarehu Esumam, listen. Like advised by Kasha, really. It's a bit tamiya. Shrei oirech kol shachonish tayamis. V'yut shachonish hain esra mamma. V'yumei moimdim mitzofel dorim, from tzofel to dorim, v'reich of kol eichel arei omdu chamish shemiyam bedorim. It had to come out that 5 of them was on the south side of the eichel. So our Yerushalmi advised by Kasha kontra man diyama. And the Gemara in Menachos gives the teretz, and Bavli gives the teretz, the trei dori heavy kaimi. That they weren't mamish one connected to the other one, but they're 2 different rows. He had one in front of the other one. So it's possible to have all 10 of them still on the Tzofen, on the north side of the Heichel. But here the Rishalma Yestakasha. But that Mandiyama was between north and south. The Korea had some of the Shechonis on the south side that should make it possible to be used. Right. U'menorah b'Tzofen. The menorah had to be on Tzofen side of the Heichel. On the north side of the Heichel, that's where the menorah was. For the Marvot Tony, Ha-Shulchan. Well, we have the Korban said you're not gerus this top law, the first thing. We're not gerus that. Fight it. For Tony, Hashulchan Hoyenosin, Mechatze Abayis Lufnim. The Shulchan itself was put, Mechatze Abayis Lufnim. If you just measure the Heichel itself, which was 40 Yamas long, this was put right smack in the middle. The 20th Amor of the Heichel, that's where the Shulchan was put. As a shulchan oyin nosen mechatzei abayis lufnim, a little bit inwards, moshech min hakoysel beis amos amachza. It wasn't altogether against the north wall of the Beis Hamikdash. It was a little bit away from the north wall, 2 amos and a half. Kal peyatzof, a little bit away from the north side of the heichel. It was 2.5 amos away from the north wall of the heichel. That's where the shulchan was. Ul menorah, where was the menorah? Kinegdoi, right opposite. Pedorim on the south side of the heichel. That's where the menorah was. So the shulchan was on the right side on the north, and the menorah was on the left side on the dorim. Mizbeach Hazov, where was the inner Mizbeach Hazov? It was also in the Heichel. Hoyenosim b'yemtza bayis. That was right smack in the middle between the menorah and the shulchan. Mamash in the middle of the bayis. Now, choylek etza bayis mechetzev ulefnim. Also, if the Heichel was 40 yamas long, so the Mizbeach started the 20th, the middle 20th Amor. U'moshach kimo kalpei tzofen. So, choylek es abayis mechetzev ulefnim. It starts to go inside, inwards a little bit. Moshach kimo kalpei tzofen. He's gerus, the gross gerus. Gers Moshe Kalpei Chutz. It was stuck out a little bit. All right. He, our guess is Moshe Kima Kalpei Chutz. All right, we also have that here. Moshe Kima Kalpei Chutz. It was sticking out a little bit towards the outside. The Kulon Hoyu Nosa Mishlisha Bayis Lefnim. And really all of it was in the third of the Bayis Lefnim. Because really the way it was, the Heichal was 40 yamas long. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was only 20 yamas long. So if you only count the Heichal itself, the Shulchan Aruch all smack in the middle is called Mamish in the middle. In the middle, 20th Amah. But if you count the whole thing, the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so together it's 60 yamas. So if this was only 20 yamas up, that's only one third of the whole thing. So if you want to count the whole base of Kodesh HaKadoshim, then it's considered Nosun Mishlish HaBayis Lefnim. That's one third of the Bayis. Because 20 of 60 is only one third. Fayta Esam Menoros Osta Shloima. Shloima Melech made 10 menoros. Shenem Maraposik says, Vayases Menoros Hazov Esa Kimishpotim. He made Kimishpotim. He made 10 of them. Vayitem Vayichal Hashem. Vayichal Vayichal. He put them into the Heichal. Hey Miyamin. For Hey Mismuel. 5 was on the right side and 5 was on the left side. Ein Temer. Now don't say, Chomish B'tzofin, 5 was on the north side, for Chomish B'dorim was 5 on the south side. Why? Because for Loi Ein HaMenorah K'sher Ela B'dorim, because the menorah is only kosher, it's on the south side of the Heichel. You can't have it on the north side of the Heichel. On the north side of the Heichel, it's only kosher for the Shulchan. But the menorah has to be on the Dorim on the left side, on the south side. So you can't say 5 of them was on the north side. Shenema the Pesuk says, V'yes HaMenorah Neichach HaShulchan, the menorah is the opposite side of the Shulchan, Al Yerecha Mishkan Temona, it has to be on the south side of the Mishkan. So the menorah is only kosher on the south side. So Kitzur, when you had all 10, you have to say all 10 was on the south side of the Heichel. What does the Pesuk mean? Chomesh Miyamin, V'chomesh Mismil, he had 5 menorahs on the right side, and 5 menorahs on the left side. Elot means like this, Chomesh Miyamin Menorahs HaShem Moshe. 5 of them was on the right side. It could be all of them was on the south side of the Heichel. But on the south side, 5 of them was on the right side of the Menorah Shel Moshe. V'chomesh mismeila. And 5 of them was on the left side of the Menorah Shel Moshe. Afal pikein lohoyim mavir elu Shel Moshe b'vat. But this is Mandiyam again, that Shlomo Melech only used to use the Menorah Shel Moshe. Even though he had another 10 Menorahs there, those 10 he didn't use. He only used the Menorah Shel Moshe b'vat. Shenema the Pesuk says, O menorah sazov, v'neiroseh levo'er, bo'erev, bo'erev. Question. Your menorah sazov, is that one menorah? Menorah sazov, v'neiroseh levo'er, bo'erev, bo'erev. So according to Smandiyami, you only used one menorah all the time. Even though there were 10 there, the other 10 were not used, just the one menorah shomayshah. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. No, al kulam hoyim mavir. He used to use all 10 of them. Shenem, the Pesuk says, V'yes ha-menoros, v'neiros sehem, mashma plural, a few of them, levarom, kamishpot lefnei hadvir, zohav sogur. This is the mishpot that used to make the menorah, in lefnei hadvir, in the kachim, zohav sogur, had to be pure gold. Then the next Pesuk says, v'ha-perach, v'ha-neiros, Vehamelakochayim Zov was also made out of gold. And who Michloy Zov? This gold also had to be pure gold. Even the Kalim for the menorah also had to be made out of pure gold. And the Gemara Dashins, Hein Kilu Zovai Shel Moshe. Here the Girsh is Shel Moshe. The Gemara Mnoche says that it means Kilu Zovai Shel Shloimai. It means that Shloimai Melech used up all his gold. In order to make these 10 menorahs, he used up all his gold. And Tony Rav Yehuda b'shem Asi, Hoyishloime noitel elef kikre zov. Shloime Melech had to take 1,000 kikr of gold, omachnisen lekur, and put it into the melting pot, put it into the oven, omoitzi, and he took it out, ad shehu ma'amidoi al echot. Until it was Mekayim back to, it got only came down to 1 kikr shel zov, and that's what he made the menorah from. Lekayim ma'ashener shenemar, in order to be mekayim, what the pasuk says, kika zohov tor, also oisa. The menorah was made from 1 kikar pure of gold. So that's Shlomo Melech used up all his pure gold to make the menorah, because they had to use 1,000 kikar in order to come down to finally get 1 kikar of pure gold. Mor says Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yosi Bei Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa b'menoras zohov. And Maisa, what's happened was one of the golden menoras she'asa Moshe b'midbar, that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the midbar, for isa yisera dinar zohov, and it had an extra dinar worth of gold on it, more than the kikar shel zohov. It had an extra dinar, and they wanted to get rid of it. So how do you get rid of it? They wanted to melt it down, and that way some gold gets lost. Ve'chnisu l'kur, and they put it into the melting pot 80 times. V'loy chosra, and nothing happened to it. It didn't get less. V'chad gemara v'loy chosra klum, and nothing got less. V'chad gemara v'yoyis, is it possible, like the Kabbalah says, b'tmi et akasha, is it possible to say that they melted it down 80 times and no gold got lost? Like we see every time we melt down gold, it comes purer, and some gold gets lost. So the gemara answers, ad lo yokum abruvei hu chosra. It calls the mind, it's not pure gold. Then every time you melt it down, it gets less and less. Achosa sagin. Abimindu kayim abrure. But once you get the gold to be down to pure gold, lechosa klum. Then no matter how many times you cook it up, you'll melt it down, still it won't lose any part of it. So that's why here the gold that Moshe used was already pure gold. So when they wanted to get this dinner of gold off it, they couldn't get it off. Yeah. Okay. All right, we'll stop here.